My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Dolph turning them out. The original You Really Got a Hold on Me by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Like tremendous. Good stuff, bro. You doing it? Who's better than you? The Beatles do a great cover of this, too. I'm sure you're aware of that, though, right?
No, it's not.
What?
I'm trying to find it. It's not aware of it.
Hell yeah. Yep. John Lennon singing with you. 888-808-1019. Beningo. Here till 2 o'clock. Tiki's back. It's Tiki and Loogie at 2 o'clock. Of course, I'm filling in for BT and Sal. Are they back next week, Hoff? Are they? They're here next week?
All next week, yep.
All next week for them. Okay, very good. I'll be on a golf course. Nick and Wayne. Nick and Wayne is on the Fan. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Always great when you're filling in. Big fan of the podcast. Listen every week.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Mets. But next, at this point, you got to hope on all these one-year deals that we're getting everybody back.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, we got a bunch of now we know Severino's on a one-year deal. Quintana's a free agent. He's been here a couple of years, but he's a free agent. Obviously, we know Pete's a free agent. What else do we have on a one-year? Is Manaea on a one-year deal? I don't even know. 2 years for Manaea? Okay, 2 years.
Talk about Pete. You got to want Pete back, but you can't get Pete to hold you hostage on a 7-8-year deal.
No, I agree
with
that.
You got to be on a 4 or 5 years. Pay him heavily. Pay the money per year.
Right.
But you don't want to be in a judge 10 years. You don't.
Well, Pete's how old now? Is he 30 yet, Pete? He is 30, right? 31?
Yeah. December.
What is it, Pete?
He'll be 30 in December.
Okay. All right. So he's
29. You got to get him four or five years. Pay him heavily. We got the money. And just get him out, because you don't want him in his 35, 36, 37th year. You're going to be holding yourself hostage at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, to me, it all starts with Soto. You know what I mean, Nick? Soto's the guy they got to sign. I mean, to me, that's the number one priority. I want Pete, but Soto, to me, you got to go above and beyond, because I still think he'll wind up with the Yankees again, but they got to make a big play for him. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no, nobody. It's Soto. Nobody else matters but Soto after him, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, look, like I said, as I hear your, I guess that's one of your children back there?
Yeah, we're in a car driving over Lake George.
Oh, is that what you're doing? And you call, you got the whole family in the car, Nick, and you're calling me? I mean, come on. Your wife can't be happy about this. I mean,
I got to kill the 2 hours. I got to kill a 2.5-hour run.
I see. All right. Well, have a safe trip back, all right, bro?
Joe, great talking to you. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. 888-808-1019. Another Nick, this one in Princeton, is on the Fan. Hi, Nick. Hi, Nick.
Joe.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to defend Pete Alonso a little bit.
Yeah, please. Please do.
I feel like this contract situation has just created a really hostile situation between him and our fan base. Obviously, we could be frustrated with him. He's not having a great year. It's really his worst of his career. But we want to get to the playoffs, and this team's not getting there unless he puts up a Pete-like next 2 months. I don't think they're going to get there without him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we gave Lindor a standing ovation at the start of the year. Philly fans did that last year with Trey Turner.
And Lindor has been tremendous ever since then, really.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone more deserving than Pete Alonso because of what he's done for us the last 5 years. And he's, like I said, he's done so much. He plays every day.
Yep.
He hits 40 home runs a year. He's really the engine of this lineup. Like, you think of 2022, that team was so good because he hit, I think it was like 270. He hit 40 home runs. He drove in 130 runs. So we need him. And this might be it. You know, I don't know what's going to happen after this year with his contract. And he's given us so much.
Yeah.
And then
he's a homegrown Met. You know, he's a homegrown Met. And I'm sick and tired of seeing homegrown Mets, you know, either get traded or be let walk as free agents. I'm sick and tired of it. And I've been seeing it, you know, going back. Really, Seavers, you know, we could talk about Nolan Ryan, or you could talk about, you know, Amos Otis, or you could talk about Rusty Staub, but it really starts with Seaver and trading him away in 1977. And I've seen every, you know, Darryl Strawberry left, Daniel Murphy left. We saw David Cone get traded. I mean, we go right on down. Jose Reyes left. They traded Zach Wheeler. Oh, they let Zach Wheeler walk. I mean, right? I mean, all these guys. I mean,
every one of them, it turns out to be, I mean, like, look at Seth Lugo, right?
We put him
in our rotation. Now he's a Cy Young candidate. Every one of these guys leaves and just gets so much better on the next team they're on. And even with Pete, like, another thing that I've never seen until this contract situation, a lot of people are saying it, is like, he behaves weirdly. Like, that was something we praised with him for 5 years now. But now, like, now that there's a contract situation, we're criticizing him that he's not really a social butterfly when that's what we love so much about him.
He's a little goofy. Years. He's a little kind of a goofy guy a little bit. But, I mean, you know, so why? I mean,
You hit 40 home runs a year. You could be as goofy
as you hear that he's like a problem. I mean, I've heard in the past from different people he's a problem in a locker room. Really? Is he a problem in a locker room? Is that? I mean, I don't see where that's come from. You know,
no.
Where's that come from?
No, you look at I hate the world, the WBC, but you know him and Jeff McNeil, they were having a blast at the WBC last year. Yeah, you know, everything was the two of them together on Team USA. I don't know where it's coming from that the team doesn't really like him and that he's a problem in the locker room.
Right. I don't see where that is. And I don't think that's the case. I think Mendoza has a very tight locker room. I think these guys are a very cohesive group and very happy group in that clubhouse.
I don't think they would have turned this around if they if they weren't tight. And everything points to them being a tight-knit group.
Yeah. I agree. You don't have to sell me, Nick, and I appreciate the call on Alonso. I'm down. I want him, you know? Now, like I said, I would live with it. As much as I don't want to see him go, I'll live with it. If you tell me they signed Juan Soto, okay, all right, what am I going to do? He's one of the best players in baseball. He's a better player than Alonso. I mean, I have to say that. You'd be crazy not to make that statement. But with the money that Steve has, Cohen, I mean, let's have them both. Let's go. Why not? How good would that middle of the order be? Right? And that's another guy you got to bring back because he's only on a one-year deal, and that's J.D. Martinez. All right? I got to bring him back, too. Right, Pete? You got to bring him back. Now, he's been huge for this team, J.D. Not just, you know, what he's been in the middle, the presence in the middle of the lineup, but, you know, the fact that you hear stories about him on the plane. He's talking hitting with all these guys. You know, now I want to see him back, too. Give him another one. Give him a two-year deal or whatever with an option. I don't know. But he's been huge, too. I forgot to mention him, and that's another guy that Stearns brought in that's really gotten the job done. 888-808-1019. 2 hours in the books, man. Time flies. I think it's Dove Cranman's presence that makes it fly so fast. We will come back on the other side. We got more of your calls. We are here till Tiki and Loogie at 2 o'clock.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.